Do you feel like something's missing in your life, but you're not quite sure what? And are you struggling to understand who you are or your place in the world? Today, we're going to explore how you, as a human being, are designed to function with huge ability to create, what is stopping us from doing so, and how to overcome it. So when you understand how you're designed to create, you can begin to change your life. This is a second episode in a four-part series where we walk through my new book, Unity, How the Universe, the World, and You Really Work. And I'm really excited to share it with you. If you haven't watched part one, then make sure you check it out. The link is popping up on the screen somewhere or in the description. So we start part two, the human being, with chapter 5, 6, and 7. And I just want to start by reading a short extract from that. The human condition is all the characteristics and key events that form the essentials of human existence. The human condition is an ethereal or energetic being having a physical experience that has forgotten the truth of who and what it is. Our journey is to remember and ascend. Human beings simultaneously exist in and experience aspects of the three worldly, relational, and ethereal realms. Our worldly self is our physical human body, which is the vessel that allows us to move and interact with the physical realm. So we perceive information from the outside world through our five physical sensations, as well as our thought and emotions. They help us perceive information. From our individual life experience, we all have different ways of filtering and perceiving this information. And this brings us to the second aspect of us, our relational self. So this aspect of us interprets the information we receive, and then it projects out into the external world through action and behavior. But how we interpret and the meaning we give to certain information will determine the types of actions we engage in and the resulting outcomes. And then the third aspect of the human being is mostly overlooked because we're so disconnected from it. And this is our ethereal or energetic self. It can be difficult for a lot of people to grasp this concept because it is intangible as opposed to the physical three-dimensional world. However, consider who or what inhabits your human body. Who is experiencing the thoughts and emotions and the experiences you have? You're not any of these things, you're experiencing them. But who or what? This is the soul, which is an energetic aspect of source consciousness that enters the human body or form and brings it to life energetically. The soul has a higher self beyond the physical realm that created the idea of us and sent us here and guides us through life. When we learn to listen, it's always with us. So if we read from the end of chapter 6, the worldly perceptions of sensation, emotion, and thought are not you. It is merely a way to internally perceive, experience, and understand the external realm through energy. Your relationships, actions, and behaviors are not you. They are simply a way for you to project and reflect your internal worldly self in the external realm through energy. You are not sensing, thinking, feeling, acting, or behaving. You are not your sensations, emotions, thoughts, intuitions, actions, or behaviors. You are not your creations, results, or outcomes. You are merely the one who perceives and experiences and observes these things. The human body is a vessel that has been designed to function in both the physical and the ethereal realms. It's a personal navigation system designed to guide us through life. However, for most of us, our energetic connection to our soul, higher self, and source consciousness have been disconnected and completely shut down. So Unity delves deep into the detailed workings of the human body and mind and how our thoughts, emotions, and actions are generated and interact with one another internally and also with the external outer world. When we understand how we are designed to function and the creation tools at our immediate disposal, we have the opportunity to become master creators. The question is, when we can create anything, why are so many of us in a state of suffering and pain and we just don't know? So the answer lies in the way that human beings are programmed throughout our life. So chapter 8 delves into human development and how we evolve through the processes of both nature and nurture together. Physically, our cells, genes, and DNA contain vast information that can be turned on or off to cause the cell to behave in a certain way. So our cells know how to turn into different organs and grow from a fertilized egg into an adult human. Our bodies know how to heal, keep our organs functioning, and even make another human being. We don't make this happen. We have nothing to do with it. It just naturally happens. So within every cell is the infinite energetic intelligence of source consciousness and the physical intelligence and information of each of our ancestors, kind of like a cumulative memory of everything that's come before. So by turning on and off certain parts of the cell, they will behave in certain ways and display particular qualities and characteristics. So how we each evolve in our physical human form is influenced by our individual cellular makeup or memory or nature and nurture or the external environments and conditions we're exposed to. So when a baby is born, they're like a blank canvas. Yes, the body knows how to evolve and function on its own, but we're unable to function in the world as a small child. We need to learn to walk and talk and interact with the physical world and move our body. And we do this through learning, repetition, and remembering. So our brains and minds are programmed by the information coming in through our physical senses, thoughts, and emotions. We take in everything that we're exposed to in the external realm and we interpret it and make meaning for it. So if we're exposed to a loving, nurturing, supportive, and safe environment, this will teach us to view the world in a particular way. But if we're exposed to a stressful, unsafe, and uncaring environment, this will teach us to view the world in a different way. So when we're repeatedly exposed to certain environments, conditions, events, information, we begin to believe this is how the world is. We learn to respond to that external world in certain ways that are going to give us safety and the best possible outcome. And we apply certain meaning to our repeated experiences. So for example, if you live in a small country town with two parents, three or four brothers and sisters, and a large extended family, you will have one experience. If you grow up in the city as an only child with a single mother and no family, you'll have a very different experience. But even in these examples, different children can perceive and interpret differently. In a large family, one child may feel like there's a lot of love and connection, and another may feel that no one pays attention to them in all the chaos. An only child might feel their mother is always working and no one is there for them, or that their mother loves them and is constantly working to make them both a better life. We're all wired differently, we all evolve differently, and we all respond differently and uniquely to the world. The question is, if we're designed to be a vessel of creation and we can be programmed in any possible way, why are we not functioning the way we're intended? And the answer here lies in the way the human race has been collectively traumatized and separated internally from aspects of ourselves. And this is what we delve into in chapter 9. So trauma results from an unresolved incident caused by overwhelming stress that exceeds the ability to cope with the distress caused. This stress can be physical, mental, emotional, relational, or spiritual. To resolve is to cause a problem, end a difficulty, or make a decision formally or with determination. So when we experience something we cannot resolve physically, mentally, or emotionally, it remains unresolved and it creates trauma. This is trauma, and we hold it internally as energy in our body. So trauma can be different to different people. It's all relative. To one person, a parent or teacher yelling can cause great trauma, or it could be a physical accident such as a car crash or a sporting injury, or even being left alone, or to extreme experiences like neglect, violence, or abuse. So when trauma occurs, an aspect of our mind or psyche internally separates. Trauma can be individual, ancestral, or even occur in an entire society or collective through events like the Holocaust or a natural disaster. So throughout our life, we will continue to attract conditions, circumstances, or events of the same energetic frequency in an attempt to resolve the internal trauma. We engage in self-sabotage, addiction, or destructive behaviors to numb our inner conflict and turmoil. We act out and resist certain experiences, relationships, or conditions in life, all in an attempt for one aspect of our internal selves to keep us safe. And because we hold the energy of our traumas internally and we live in an energetic universe based on attraction, we will continue to attract conditions of the same energy externally as the trauma we hold inside. This is like an automated attempt to resolve the trauma, let it go so we can move on. So simply, all we need to do is learn how to resolve our unresolved traumas. And if we knew how to resolve trauma, we'd dissipate these low energies, thoughts, and emotions and behaviors that are holding us back, and we'd move forward. So our souls have been chosen to come to earth to have an experience as a human being known as you. Thing is, we forget that we are a soul and an energetic aspect of source consciousness. And a big part of our purpose for being here, both individually and as a member of humanity, is to remember the full aspects of who we are and why we are here. So between the design of planet Earth and the human being as a vessel to learn and grow and evolve upon the Earth, we have the perfect environment and conditions to support us through this process of remembering and raising our consciousness. However, for many humans, this just isn't happening, and we spend our lives in a state of unconsciousness, suffering, and it's an accidental life almost, just going through the motions. The question is, why are we living so disconnected from ourselves and our soul and source? How do we connect to our inner selves and begin to heal? The answer lies in understanding the unnatural human-made systems that have been created on planet Earth that exist in our external environment, how they so adversely affect humans, and also how we can change it. So make sure you tune in for part 3 of this series as we begin to explore the unnatural artificial human realm. If this is starting to give you some clues about who you are and why you feel like you don't necessarily fit in the world, head over to lizwatt.com/unity to get your copy of Unity now. It's available on paperback or Kindle. If you want to check it out first, you can grab a free copy of the first chapter while you're there. The link is in the description. If you're here for the first time or catching this episode new, make sure you subscribe and click the notification bell so you're alerted when new episodes are released. Otherwise, the 4 parts to this series will appear on the screen, or the link will be in the description. Thank you so much for joining me and sharing the launch of Unity. I hope this gave you a peek into the answers to some of the big questions you're asking. Thank you for watching. Have a great day, and I will see you next time.